Hi, I'm Zoe Watson, and welcome back to We Are All Storytellers. This is episode 4, and those of you who are listening may not realize this, but we are halfway through the first season of this podcast. To celebrate, I am going to be releasing a bonus episode. It'll be coming out hopefully on October 23rd, but if not the 23rd, it will be the week of October 23rd. Stay tuned for that. So anyway, back to this week's episode. We have another prose piece, and this time it's by Charlie Vandenberg, a piece titled Black Clouds. So I hope you enjoy.
In the mornings, it is the worst. Black and gray clouds floating throughout the brain cells while being barely awake. A feeling of utmost dread which will squeeze the stomach like an iron fist. An emptiness all over and everywhere. Surrendering would just make it worse, so the only option is fighting. Move the body, keep the brain immobile. Move repetitiously with no thought. Count the movements. The 5 Tibetans are perfect. The same, the same, the same, every day, again and again and again, 21 times, counting, 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 no thinking, just breathing and moving. The feeling of the dark curtain lifts on most mornings after finishing this exercise. Just a remembrance now, not an experience anymore. Onward was the day, onward. But then, later, exercise obviously was not enough. There is the squeeze again. Back are those floating black clouds who now have morphed into being the iron fist that holds the stomach hostage. Squeezing, squeezing, squeezing tight. And the tighter the squeeze, the darker the thoughts. While you are mulling through all the possibilities of your life, you're choosing the most devastating ones, willing the disaster, even while knowing about the power of creating your own reality. Sabotaging, sabotaging, sabotaging yourself, sabotaging the world. The world that nevertheless is your created reality. Oh, vicious cycle. Stop, stop, stop. Be kind. Blow away the dark clouds. Don't sit on them. Swirling dread around you, iron fist inside you. Start fighting for heaven's sake. Fight, fight, fight. And there, all of a sudden, the hint of a smile. A little one, small, but nevertheless a smile. Curling up the corners of your lips slightly, ever so slightly. Oh, but that feels good. Iron fist trembles, clouds flutter, lips curl, and you know what to do. Laugh! Laugh out aloud, laugh out in spite, laugh out with every fiber of your being. See the bizarre in what you're doing. See the ridiculousness of black clouds and iron fists. And in that frail moment of your lips curling up, you had found the weapon. The one weapon to fight back the dread. Humor. Because there is no resistance to humor. There is only surrender to it. And while there might always be black clouds trying to invade, iron fists trying to squeeze, and evil thoughts trying to crush you, you will never ever again be defenseless. As long as you keep humor and laughter alive in this world, in your reality or mine, we all will always be safe.
And that's it for this week. If you want to learn more about Charlie, or if you want to learn more about the podcast, you can visit us online at wearealstorytellers.com. You can also connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Zoe Watson. I'll see you next week. Bye.